All right, we have some wild, wild breaking news. MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene just came out and directly blamed Donald Trump for an increase of death threats on her life, coming directly from the MAGA fan base. Now, this all blew up over the past 24 hours after Donald Trump withdrew his endorsement from Marjorie, calling her Wacky Marge or Marjorie Traitor Greene. He even called her Marjorie Taylor Brown this morning and saying that like green turns to brown when it's bad is in grass. I don't even know. He is losing his mind and he is trapped into a corner due to the Epstein files being released. So Marjorie came back last night and said, listen, we just want to see the Epstein files. And she posted text messages of her and Donald Trump where she was asking him to release the files. He never responded other than publicly crashing out and blowing up on Marjorie. Well, today, she just came out and said that she has to potentially increase her security, that she is receiving a slew of death threats, and she directly names and blames Donald Trump. I'm going to read her post right here, but let me just point out, this is how Donald Trump has been playing politics for the past decade plus. His entry into American politics was calling people nicknames, saying personal insults, attacking their family members, attacking, even recently, Judge Mershon. Judge Mershon's daughter, Mike Pence, Mike Pence's daughter, Dick Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter. He attacks people's wives, Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife. He attacks people personally. That is how he plays politics. And to him, in a position of power, he doesn't care. To him, power dynamics don't exist. It's fun and games. But not everybody has the insular bubble of money around themselves to constantly have security and be living in a high rise on Trump Tower like he does. Some people have daily lives to live. Most people have daily lives to live. And when you play politics like this, you put people in danger. Just think about the Capitol officers. They're Capitol police officers who had to hire security because they were getting death threats following January 6th. Because they protected the Capitol. This is how Donald Trump plays politics. This is how he has always played politics. Now let's read what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. She said, quote, I am now being contacted by private security firms with warnings for my safety as a hotbed of threats against me are being fueled and egged on by the most powerful man in the world, the man I supported and helped get elected. This is the definition of having your face eaten by the leopards. She elected the Leopards Eat Your Face party, and now she's going, why are the leopards eating my face? Aggressive rhetoric attacking me has historically led to death threats and multiple convictions of men who were radicalized by the same type of rhetoric being directed at me right now. Honestly, just to be 100% honest, I don't feel bad for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I feel bad for most other people who have this type of political ire directed at them, but Marjorie Taylor Greene thought this was funny like 5 months ago. She thought this shit was a game like 3 months ago. She was okay with Donald Trump spreading election fraud lies and saying insane stuff because it benefited her politically. But now that it's being targeted towards her family and her, she's like, wait a minute, maybe it's not fun to have the president of the effing United States naming you and your family, essentially, and going after you. Maybe that's not a good thing to have happen. We've kind of all forgotten how much the words of the president means. They're supposed to be important, intentionally crafted words, not just attacking people. But to continue, Marjorie said, aggressive rhetoric like this has historically led to death threats from men due to the same type of rhetoric being directed at me, this time by the President of the United States. As a woman, I take threats from men seriously. And I understand the framework that she's using. I mean, honestly, this is something that feminists, like the average liberals, would use. Of course, women have oftentimes weird power dynamics where men take advantage of them and men then threaten women or do things to women because they think that they're allowed to do it like Trump did. These power dynamics have always existed, but hearing Marjorie say it, I mean, I believe it. Trust me, I believe it, but it just rings a little bit hollow. Marjorie would have laughed at this and called this woke like a year ago if you tried to imply that men abused power dynamics to take advantage of women, both in the workplace or in Congress or in politics or anywhere or in school or in college. Of course, this always happens. Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you for catching on. She says, I now have a small understanding of the fear and pressure the women who are victims of Jeffrey Epstein and his cabal must feel. I mean, yeah, that's actually a really good point. She is now facing a lot of pressure from all angles to be quiet, to not out these powerful men, to back off. And I get that. I don't get it. I haven't felt it, but I understand what she's saying. As a Republican who overwhelmingly votes for President Trump's bills and his agenda, his aggression against me, which also fuels the venomous nature of his radical internet trolls, this is completely shocking to every... Wait a minute. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, this is completely shocking to everyone. Everyone? This is shocking to everyone? I'm pretty sure like 65% of the country could have guessed that the president of the United States will try to get you effing killed when you split with him. What has he done every single time there has been dissent, both in the Democratic Party and especially in the Republican Party? He raids the home of John Bolton. James Comey is indicted. Mike Pence almost got hung. Mike Pence almost got hung. Quote, my phone is blowing up with constant, amazing support. I'm so thankful. The political industrial complex and the toxic, violent nature of American politics must end. Our country is worth saving, and it can only be done if we pull together and save ourselves. Again, what Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming face to face with is the exact political monster that she has helped the Republican Party create. The exact Frankenstein that she's been doing surgery on, if you want to say. Like, she has used crazy rhetoric, the craziest of rhetoric. She is known as being one of the most radical MAGA people. Just because she's moderating over the past 3 months does not mean that she is not responsible for the rise of political violence and political rhetoric in American politics. I can sit here for 10 minutes and list off the amount of political organizations or people that Donald Trump has targeted. We can talk about Mike Pence, Mike Pence's family. Even if you don't want to talk about any Republicans whatsoever, the way he talks about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Paul Pelosi, the way that he talks about Zohran Mamdani, anybody in the Democratic Party is vile, and it's like he does not want Democrats to exist. He doesn't want any dissent to exist, and that is what we're seeing right now. I've highlighted a few interesting pieces of Marjorie's tweet because she points out the power dynamics that we've been pointing out for years. If I sent out a crazy tweet saying Marjorie Taylor Greene is the worst in the world, MAGA Marge, Wacky Marjorie, if I had nicknames for her, that's different. I have like 110,000 followers on Twitter, which is a lot, but it's like I don't have legitimate institutional pull. When Donald Trump, the leader of the free world, in a top-down manner is directing everybody beneath him to follow his lead, from his supporters to people in institutions to people in the Heritage Foundation to people in Congress, and his lead is just bullying Marjorie Taylor Greene or calling her Wacky Marge or saying that she's Marjorie Traitor Greene, then it hits a lot different. So as much as I am not happy that this is happening to Marjorie, of course I'm not happy, I don't really feel bad that it's happening. She is being hoisted by her own petard. She is now facing in the mirror what she has for years been cultivating within this MAGA fan base. And this is how Trump practices politics. We need to pull back from the brink. And in order to pull back from the brink, we need it to start from the top down. The person who is the president of the United States in a top-down manner needs to pull us back from the brink. Then everybody else can follow suit. Marjorie Taylor Greene is beginning to realize what she created, and I find it kind of ironic. Drop a like, subscribe for more breaking news coverage. I love you all, and peace out.